You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, Dog Pound. Join me in a Play the Draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. Play the Draft is a fun, free, easy-to-play fantasy game for the NFL Draft. Find undervalued prospects for your chance to win prizes, including being an in-studio guest right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Sign up
grand prize
at clevelandbrowns.com. That is the grand prize. That's the prize of prizes.
It is. Because you will have the funnest 2 hours of your
the
life.
The funnest.
Is that a word?
There's the Buckeye education coming
is
out.
Is that a word? Is that a word?
Is it?
No.
The most fun.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, all right. So during the commercial break, I got Nathan and Wilhelm both hating on me, just for everybody tuning in. They're like, well, they're making fun of me because I said, you know, I didn't really have an opinion on Hausler. And I'm not, it's not that I don't care. I just don't know a whole lot about him.
Did you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford yesterday while you were producing it?
Periodically.
Did I not provide you some information about who Rob Hausler
is? I'm not saying he's not an adequate replacement, but I don't know anything about – literally, that's the eye test at this point. I got to see what you can
but
do.
But here's what you got to understand. When you construct a football team, you've got to have – there's pieces of puzzle that are missing from a complete team. And what we did is we took a piece of a puzzle and we put it in our puzzle to help complete it.
And that's what I –
and that's got to be
satisfying. I
said
that earlier.
Enough.
I said, I go, look, the guy, you lost a tight end. You grabbed a tight end. Okay,
great.
For
$5 million a year less with a similar skill set.
That's great. I have no problem with a signing. Not at all. I'm totally fine with it. I just don't know anything about
it. When Rob was walking out of here, he heard you talk about the fact that you didn't know who he was. He said, make sure Gibbs YouTubes me.
By the way, I'm 6'4". How tall are you?
6'4" and a half.
I'm
taller than both of you.
He looked at least 6'6". Yeah. He was significantly
taller.
But
I would still dunk on him, though.
And it said 6'5".
Oh, God. You're dreaming.
Who, Wilhelm?
Yes.
Yeah, Wilhelm is dreaming.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Don't underestimate.
Wilhelm still thinks he can go out there and play.
I can.
All right.
I choose not to.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what I look at, this is people, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, well, he wasn't used last year. He only had 9 catches. I go back to what did people were super excited about Andrew Hawkins, and in large part due to a YouTube video I put out and because some of the stuff that I was talking about him on. But Andrew Hawkins, prior to last season, he came to the Browns after a 2013 season where he caught 12 passes for 199 yards. His best season before that was 51 catches for 533. So you're drafting a guy that you're going to give more opportunity to because you believe in their skill set, or you're acquiring a guy. That's what the Browns did with Hawk. That's what they're doing here. And I love this tweet right now. And yes, we'll move on. @_stoner_ said, must be a slow news week. I've heard enough talk about Rob Hausler to think he's going to be a Pro Bowler this year. I did say he won't. I would be very surprised if he will be a Pro Bowler, but I think he is going to be a nice piece to this team and came at a very good price for what he was replacing. And in terms of just intangibles, very similar skills.
Correct. And also, too, is you gotta talk about what we're getting out of the money that we are giving these guys. I think if Andrew Hawkins duplicates, or in some cases maybe it's going to be hard because he was a lead receiver last year, so his numbers are going to drop. But if he goes for 45 to 50 and 750 yards, here in Cleveland again, if he were to hit the market again, he'd make double the money in some cases from a team in need of a role player like him to be able to be a 2 or 3 wide receiver and break out in their system. So you have to give credit to Ray Farmer to bring these guys on these prove-it deals with, not a whole significant amount of upfront money and pay them good but not great money and have them have their best years time and time again in a Browns uniform as opposed to letting them go and having guys go the Pro Bowl, soon thereafter.
And I think it says to me the Browns still will be drafting a tight end this year for those wondering about that. 216-578-0850 as we wrap up our first hour. In the second hour, Andrew Gribble will be here to talk about the changing uniforms over time for the Cleveland Browns, an article that's gotten a lot of publicity right now on clevelandbrowns.com. Also, we are going to take your calls, your tweets. We're going to hear from Mel Kiper and Todd McShay from ESPN today and go through Mel Kiper's draft, but want to get your reaction right now. We'll start with Daryl in Cleveland. Daryl, welcome to the show. Daryl, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited about Rob Hausler. I really think that given opportunity, he's going to be better than Jordan Cameron. He a little bit bigger. I think he's more durable. He a little faster. I think it's a good pickup.
I think it's a good pickup too.
I'm still not sold on Dwayne Bowe. I think we should go receiver in the first round or best player available. I really like the kid Ray out of Missouri.
Uh-huh, Shane Ray, who many people think would be there at 12. I'm fine if the Brown. This is what I want. At 12, I want the Brown. If Parker's there and they – I'm still in on Devontae Parker. I'm fine with Danny Shelton, and I'm fine if Danny Shelton's gone and Devontae Parker gone, the best edge rusher on your board.
I agree. 100%.
That's what I want. And I will say it again. If the Browns go offensive line in round one, the only player that I think is an acceptable pick, Nathan Zagura, is Cameron Irving, because he can come in and play right guard for you, and then he can replace Alex Mack if Alex Mack does leave after this season. Cameron Irving is a guy who's going to come in and start right away, I would think, or at least very much compete with John Greco, but I think he would. You'd like to see him go in there and start. You'd be young and tough across the middle of your offensive line, and then he can move to center if you need him to.
So
if
it's
Alex
his diversity.
His diversity.
He may not, because Lyle Collins is probably going to be a better pro than him.
Maybe,
Sheriff,
but
Sheriff
you have
from
to,
Iowa, but the diversity in him is why you think he's the home run, because you're it's like a coverall for you. He could play center if we need be if Alex Max leaves. He could be an upgrade at guard if he can beat out John Greco and also play tackle.
Yes. But what I like about him is the insurance for Alex Mack.
Right,
because
you'd
be able to plug the guy who's going to play very well. He's definitely regarded as the number one center in this draft. And you would be saving a significant amount of money if Mack leaves. Because Mack, at this point after next year, could go.
Yes.
And if Mack stays.
And it's been rumored that he,
And hopefully he won't. Hopefully this team turns it around like we all want it to be. And Mack decides that, hey, I want to be part of this. We're going in the right direction. You still have a guy who can start for you and be very good at guard as well. Let's go right now to John in Warren. John, welcome to the show.
First, I got a comment and then a question. I definitely like the signing because, don't forget, no disrespect to anybody, but Arizona didn't have a quarterback last year after Palmer got hurt.
That's right.
So, okay. Now, I got another question for you. You remember last year, year before when Seattle went to the Super Bowl, they had a right guard that got hurt in a championship game. They put him on waivers, and we grabbed him. And it
right
wasn't
tackle, yep, Michael Bowie. Yep.
That's, and we still got him, right?
Correct, yes. That's why I don't want to tackle in the first round.
Okay, somebody told me they released him, but that was the
second
guy.
He's here.
All right, I like that, buddy.
I like it, too. That's why I've been saying I don't want to see the Browns draft. I think you got to look at a guy who can be a center. So maybe you do that in the middle rounds. But Michael Bowie came in, and he basically started from week 4 through week 10 for that team. Then he started again in week 16, and he started in the playoff game against New Orleans and graded out very well, plus 6.7 for the year as a run blocker at right tackle out of Oklahoma State. Michael Bowie, very productive that season for that Seattle team, helped them on their way to the Super Bowl that they won that year. Let's go now to John in Concord. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I wanted to weigh in on the signing. I love it. And why I love it is because, number one, we got a tight end that is not injury prone.
Correct.
And also a man that wants to be here. I'm a lifelong Browns fan. I'm 69 years old, and I love the guys that want to be here. Cameron didn't want to be here. Good. See ya. Bye.
And he.
That's
and
all
he,
I got.
All right. Appreciate
Thank
the
you,
call.
John.
And Hauser was telling us, I alluded to it in the interview, but Baltimore, Cincinnati were both very interested in his services. He decided to come to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what's great. And
that
as I do a review of this free agent class, we've got a group of guys that wanted to come to Cleveland. You know, Randy Starks was wooed here by Carlos Dansby that bridged the gap to Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine for him to become on our radar. Brian Hartline chose us after visiting multiple other places. We were his first visit. He went to two other places and then signed here. Josh McCown was in Buffalo. It was rumored that Buffalo was negotiating a contract. He turned that down, visited Cleveland, ended up signing in Cleveland. Dwayne Bowe. You know, Dwayne Bowe might not have been linked to a whole lot of other places, but that connection with Ray Farmer and Ray Farmer selling him on what we have going on. And in my eyes, as I've said, you know, right out the gates when Dwayne Bowe was potentially going to be released by the Kansas City Chiefs, is I believe he's a guy that just needs to change the scenery and a new system. And that's why – so you've got a group of guys that want to be Cleveland Browns. We didn't significantly overpay for any of them. You know, and in most cases, we've got a guy in Tremont Williams who some people might say we've overpaid for because of the deal that Buster Skrine got to go elsewhere. But he got equivalent money from what he got released out of in Green Bay. But I think what you're getting is you're getting a guy that, in my eyes, at least for the next 2 years, is still in his prime. And as we had Jim O'Neill in here in studio a couple weeks ago, he talked about how much leadership and how much professionalism he will bring to the defensive backfield, and more so than anything, to that corner room along with Joe Hayden.
That's why they've been good signings. And again, still in line for the maximum of 4 compensatory picks in 2016.
At this point, again, we another addition via free agency, and I had us at about a B grading free agency. That's another great question to pose out there. 216-578-0850. Now that we've added House, so we've got 3 calls that said you absolutely loved it. Okay. You've said he's not going to be a Pro Bowler, but we lost a tight end and now we gained one. How do you grade our free agent class at this point right now?
I think it's been solid. And I think when you look at what's been done, Kevin Jones wrote a good article about the team actually getting older in free agency, but still they're going to be young with the influx of the 10 picks this year, 11 last year. So I think that it is an opportunity. What they've done here, they've set themselves up for the future. They've gotten guys that can bridge and help teach, etc. You still have to draft behind these guys, but you've stabilized yourself.
You have.
You're not going into this draft. Your starting lineup is fairly set going into this draft.
It is.
Right now. If you had to do it on offense, you would trot out there right now at quarterback McCown, running backs Crow West, tight end would be Hausler and then Dre Barnage. So you're good there. Your starting 5 offensive line, we know. Wide receiver 1, Bow. Wide receiver 2, Hartline. Slot receiver, Hawk. If you had to start with that today, you certainly could. Now, you're going to add to that in the draft.
Sure.
Defensively, your defensive line starters would be Dez Bryant, Phil Taylor in the middle, Randy Starks. Your linebackers
with
on the
John
out.
Hughes, who just got $14 million.
With John Hughes, Billy Wynn, Ishmaili Kitchen, yes, backing them up. Your linebackers right now, your starters would be on one side, Barkevious Mingo, Paul Kruger on the other.
Armani Bryant mixed into
Armani that. Bryant mixed into both the D-line and the linebacker. Yep. Scott Solomon as well. You're going to get Darius Eubanks as well. And inside, you've got
Kirksey Robertson and Dansby
for the 2 spots. Obviously, Dansby's one of them. Yep. And your secondary is going to be Tremont Williams. It's going to be Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson, Joe Hayden, and then Kaywan Williams in the slot. But you still have Gilbert. You've got Desir. You've got Robert Nelson. So the Browns actually are going into this draft with a pretty solid 53 and a pretty solid 11 on offense and 11 on defense.
Correct.
Without a glaring, oh, my God, we've got to get this. So they have the opportunity. What do we still want? We still want a receiver. We still would like another tight end. We still need an interior lineman for depth. We need probably the biggest needs would be on the defensive line in the middle, a run stuffer.
Yes.
And we need an edge rusher.
Yeah.
But you're going to have the opportunity to get those. You've got 10 picks.
100%.
So what Ray Farmer's done a very good job.
He has done a very good job via free agency. You know, we are becoming more attractive and more attractive as time goes on. We're the most exciting team in this year's draft, and it sets the table for next year, as you've said, to be exciting again. 11 picks, you know, the 7 that we'll have and the 4 potential compensatory picks that we're going to receive. That's 11, barring any move that we might make this year to accumulate another pick for next year.
Let's go to Steven Zanesville. He says, you got to draft O-line. Disagrees with me. I'm not saying you don't have to draft O-line. I'm saying if I'm drafting one in the first round, the only guy I want is Cam Irving. I want us to draft an offensive lineman in the middle rounds. But, Steve, go ahead.
Hey, guys, please bear with me. I think going into this draft, you got to know, I think you'll agree with me, if you want to win the Super Bowl, and that's got to be your goal, you got to have certain things. We have some players. We've got a good middle linebacker. You got to have that. You got to have good safety. We've got that. You got to have one good corner, one top flight corner, and we've got that. What we don't have is people that can score the ball.
Yep.
We need a combo receiver, kick returner, somebody like Antonio Brown that can score the damn ball and somebody that can throw him the ball.
Correct. I'm fine with Devontae Parker in the first round. I think they're going to draft a receiver. The quarterback thing is obviously the most important thing. Until you have a quarterback, you don't have a quarterback. You don't have anything in the National Football League. So you want to see what Johnny Manziel comes out of rehab, what he's doing. You got Josh McCown, who has shown at times he can be a very competent quarterback in the National Football League, especially 2 years ago with the Chicago Bears when he had 13 touchdowns and 1 interception in a 5-game stretch. So, yes, you need those playmakers on offense. But you got Bo, you got Hartline and Hawk. That is significantly better than you were a year ago.
It definitely is. And again, just because I use Pro Football Talk as my source for everything football news is, you know, one of the headlines is Browns have real interest in moving up for Mariota. It's still out there.
I just don't see it. I do not see this regime spending two first-round picks to draft a court to move up to get a quarterback the year after they spent a first-round pick on a quarterback. Now, you always want to get it right, but that would be three first-rounders into two quarterbacks. I don't see that happening. I'm not even sure if he falls to 12, I'm not even sure they run and get him. I do think they take him, but I'm not positive that that's what happens.
I agree, and the reason why is because you have to go into this draft with, you know, with the fact that you have doubt in your mind that he's going to be there, so you have to have your initial plan of what we're going to go get, which is what is probably set right now, and when you have to have your contingency for Mariota being available at 12 or 19.
Speaking of Mariota, Dave in Warren. What's up, Dave?
Going, guys.
How you
good,
doing?
Man.
Hey, you know, I understand what you're saying about Mariota, and I'm on the fence with him as well, just because of the one-read system and being out in Oregon and not being under center. But we did have Collins working with him, which was kind of sketchy at the time because he wasn't a Cleveland Brown coach, but it was rumored that he was going to sign with us. So he's been working with him. So there's a good rapport there. I don't see Mariota going to two because of the Titans' offense. It just doesn't fit their scheme. So he's going to drop. He's going to drop to five or six. And you're going to give up. You're going to take a first-round draft pick anyway. So really the only pick you're really giving up is that 19th pick to get Mariota. I have no faith in Johnny Manziel. After the way he treated Cleveland, the way he acted in Cleveland, I think he's immature. I don't think you have anything there. He may be a backup at best. And Josh McCown is a bridge quarterback. We're Absolutely. Getting better as a football team. And if you want to get a franchise quarterback, you have to have firepower to get to the front. I don't really think we're going to have that opportunity many more times. As you said, we're getting better as a football team. And you're going to be in those mid to – and how many more multiple first-round picks are you going to be able to give to get a franchise quarterback or – or are you going to have to give up the farm to get one? So I'd just like to see your thoughts on that.
I think he's right on. I mean, he's right on.
It depends on your evaluation of Mariota.
Sure.
If they think that he's that much of a can't miss, then I understand it. I think this team has needs and just has the opportunity to bring in more talent with those two first-round picks as opposed to using three first-round picks on one position. If Johnny is not the answer, I want to give him an opportunity to see if he can be. I'm not sitting here saying today that he is. I would like to see. Now, Brendan Leister says, why do you not include Lyle Collins in this? I've heard Cleveland thinks he can play all five spots. If that's the case and that's their evaluation of him, then I'm fine. My point is if you're going in the first round for a lineman, he's got to be able to start for you now at a guard or a tackle spot, but he's also got to be able to play center for you should Alex Mack leave. And the one person I know fits that bill for sure is Cam Irving. So that's why I say what I do regarding that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Andrew Gribble with us. He wrote an article. We'll get his take on Rob Hausler first. Also wrote an article today, clevelandbrowns.com, looking at all of the uniform changes for the Browns over time that has gotten a lot of love on Twitter. So we'll talk to the Gribs about that right after this. That relationships will go through, and I give it up.